Sorry. Ooh, you're not going to say a prayer.
Did you want to say
I was just waiting for the on-air light to turn on.
Yes. Tony said that, and I was like, well, yeah. No one have eye contact.
Let us have wisdom here. okay, so welcome, and any public comment?
Of course, we have to say who's here.
Oh, right.
And introduce someone now. So.
Dallas Golden.
John Rickard.
Linda Horrocks.
Alexis Petrarius.
Kenny Clayton.
Sarah Jensen.
Julie McLaughlin.
Catherine Johnson. Carmen Wilson.
Randall Simmons.
Okay, perfect.
Do you know Julie? You
do. Yeah,
yeah.
From
Erase.
Erase,
yes. Do you know Julie? This is Julie McLaughlin. She's also been with the city for a long time. How many years? Who knows? But since she was a kid. And but she's one of our recreation managers. So she runs like the soccer and the summer rec. And since she runs our races on Liberty Fest, I think we need some big guns for some help with
the race.
Yeah.
Good idea.
So that's why
I was thinking about the. I'll wait for that then. I'll put that as a note because I won't remember at that time. Timer. Yeah. Okay. Well, no public comment.
Yeah, you're advancing.
Oh, okay. Is that the right one? Okay. Okay. Okay, upcoming events. Okay, so the photo contest is due on Friday. The entries are due. So far, we only have 8.
Oh, dear.
This is really easy, though. I mean, what I'll need you guys to do is I will compile them all onto a PDF, and then you just vote first, second, third for each of the categories. Pass it around the city offices if you want, whatever.
What did you typically get?
A lot more than that. Yeah. But I'm guessing they're probably all waiting until Thursday night.
Maybe. So kids category, adult and kids. And I feel like we have probably 10 or 12 in each category. Mm. I mean, that's not a ton, but.
And I don't know if these are just. These are just the emails I was looking at, so I don't know if maybe the parents and the kids did the same email. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to open them until I was like, all right, we're getting everything done. And, you know, every year I tell my kids, you're probably guaranteed to win something. okay, well, I'll do a picture. Then they never do it. So it's probably going on around the city. so, yeah, it'll just be we'll need your votes so that we can tally them up and find a winner, and then we'll get the I saw the picture of the pictures on the wall, and then we'll get those canvases. I usually have been going down to Pleasant Grove to a little boutique down there that I like to get pictures, but I think I might be trying out the Costco because I hear that their prices are good and their print qualities good as well. So
I don't think Costco does prints anymore though.
Oh, they don't.
So they go through Shutterfly. Shutterfly, put your Costco membership and you get 50% off.
Oh,
so,
good to know.
Yeah.
Because I have a Shutterfly.
You always do that for any, put this on the record. Do that for your Christmas cards. Oh,
it's awesome. And I've actually had
Shutterfly.
Shutterfly do canvases.
Yeah, Shutterfly is Costco photo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Speaking of which, there are still about
One in my office.
From last year.
Okay. I'm not sure whose they are, but I should go look at those tomorrow.
Well, we'll deal with them when we get to the next ones to.
Yeah.
Or just donate them to DI.
Sorry to walk out and then back in, but I have a question on the photo contest. Is it? I thought that it was under arts. The art and.
This one is a joint effort.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I know that they were probably asking too and. I just want to make sure we're...
Yeah, when it came up in our staff meeting, it was like, because Dallas has kind of always been in charge of it.
Which
is the thing, and so
for sure.
It really is under arts because it's visual arts.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the writing contest is literary arts, but for this, we kind of... So on the graphic, I think I put both the arts icon and
okay.
The...
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, because I'm sure that they'd be fine to have you... still do it, like do it but be on under their committee, right? Which can they, can you double dip?
Well, isn't it your idea? This is your baby, right?
Yeah.
But that's a good idea when you're sending it out to us for judging. You should send it to the arts committee.
Okay, can you just send it to them? Because I don't have anybody's email.
Sorry if you covered that and I don't clear it, but I'll.
Okay. Well, spectacular. So that brings up the first question is, with the timer, I know that requires electricity, and I don't have any idea of where we're actually going to start the race, if there's power available for that.
So last year, obviously Tom, it was a Tom call, helped and we actually had our generator up there.
Oh, really?
Okay. Is what we used. We have a little 2,000 watt generator, and we just ran a cord over to it.
Perfect. Peter responded finally, and he's willing to help out.
I don't know that race clock, did it work?
Yeah.
Did he, Tom got it working?
Yeah, because I know it hadn't been.
Yeah, it was just time yourself type thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was just.
We just had there for their information, so.
This is a running clock?
Yep.
Okay.
It's probably, we probably used it years and years ago. We probably were here when we were using it. Maybe.
Or maybe you're in elementary school.
We have a photo, I'm sure there's a photo of it, but.
Yeah, it was just a basic.
Yeah, that was like 2 hours or something like that to run 3 miles.
It seems it's more of a fun one.
Are you making fun of me?
No, I think that's what it was. I was standing there.
Yeah, if you want true statistics, use your phone or your watch or whatever. And so on the race, we have Enos Beebe's boy and his two track friends being our zombies. I'm still tempted on getting one more with that kid. I have a picture of him and tempted to take it at the picture and say, I'm looking for this boy at Woods Cross. You know, please send him this note.
Who is it? I mean, is it someone?
He was the first place runner for the race this last year.
I know the second place runner. He works for me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Julie's got.
Henry Hyde. He works for me. So.
Would he want to come be a zombie?
Maybe. I'm like, there are several of my employees that probably would. But you're looking for fast.
We're looking for fast, yeah.
Yeah, Henry would be the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you could ask him, that'd be great.
So do you want the Youth City Council to help with that?
Well, it's just Enos's boy, who's on the city council, and his buddies. And I figured we'd just use the rest of the youth council for the walk treat thing, whatever you
want to
call
it. Do you want them to dress up like zombies?
I thought about that. I guess it would be, we wouldn't want them having like makeup on because then it would run into their eyes.
Okay.
But like just clothing wise, if they want to do that, I.
Like, will people know like who the zombies are?
Yeah.
So they like tag them? Is that kind of how it works? And then they like die? Or
yeah, they didn't survive.
What happens if they get tagged? Are they out of the race?
No, they can keep running. They just don't get a prize at the end.
I did a race like this as like a half marathon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And it was like in Provo. And I think that, so they had a bunch of zombies. And if you got tagged by a zombie, then your shirt at the end was like that you're a zombie. And if you didn't, then it was something else, right? Like you made it. Like I survived the zombies. Or I became a zombie.
Maybe we should charge $10 to participate and then we could.
It was so fun, but they were dressed up as zombies.
And with makeup and everything?
Yeah.
I feel like they should be.
Green running into their eyes. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they also like,
you need to know who they are so you can run away from them.
Yeah.
Well, I figured we'd be
the
like,
zombies weren't running,
these are the guys that are going to get you.
And there were lots of them. So, yeah, it's a little different.
They don't even need to be like sprinters, really.
Well, I figured we'd be catching all the really fast people who want to be like. And plus, they get a head start of, I haven't decided, 60 seconds or 90 seconds.
We're not going to let anyone finish. Everyone's going to be a zombie at the end of this.
So for the one you did they start at the starting line too, or were they along the course?
They were along the course. And so like you would, because zombies don't run, they walk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they were just random, like, they would come out and you would try to, like, dodge them. They could get you.
Yeah.
It was just like, they were just, It was a canyon run, so I remember. It was a long time ago.
I could do that. But,
It was really, it was pretty fun, and they had a lot of them, you know, so it wasn't just like two or three that were running for them.
Another way of doing it, that's kind of cool.
But if you needed some more, I've got some people that, some teenagers, and Henry's on the track team, so I wonder if it's something that you could get, you know, the team involved in, or maybe he just has a few friends.
Well, I tried Bountiful High, but they never responded, so I knew that Enos's boy was on the track team because my daughter was on the track team with him at the same time.
Okay.
And so I'm like, well, hey, I know him, so I text him and say, hey, could your boy do
that's
this?
That's Bountiful RV.
What's Cross?
Yeah, because we have both schools.
Yeah.
That might look and see.
Well, and the youth council said that they'd be willing to help, but they wanted to know if there was a budget that they could go and get clothes and then make them zombie-looking for one of their activities. So that was one of the things I was supposed to ask today.
I don't know. Actually, you're the budget person.
Alexis is your treasurer.
I mean, we don't have this an established budget. Last year was like 1,500, right?
We do have
there
it.
I looked up.
Do I need to go get it?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Tell me the date and time for this event.
25th at 10.
It's the Saturday before Halloween at 10 a.m.
Okay. Dallas, what time do you want us there?
9:30. While we're getting that, so let's see. Rachel, the story witch is on board. Pumpkins. I contacted Crossy, and I've got to call him again in like 2 weeks ish, because they're holding on to their donation pumpkins until after all the schools come through or something like that. It's kind of hard to hear. So I'll just be contacting her in a couple weeks to see if we could get some free ones. And if not, I guess we'll just have to buy some.
What are you doing with the pumpkins?
Just giving them out, like, you know, prizes, stuff like that.
I'm usually out of town. I wasn't here.
So
what did you do? You wrote on the pumpkins. Like, that was, like, for the races, first place, yes, second place.
Yeah, there's little, they weren't, like, pre-written on or whatever, and there were, we were struggling for Sharpies at the end of the day or something like that. I have all my notes.
That's what I'm wondering.
They were given out for first,
Emily
second, third.
Did all the notes from last year?
There's just a spreadsheet still in Google Drive.
Well, and I know that in the past with the pumpkins, Heather is her name. But
yes, that's who I talked to.
Yeah, so she, we went down and we had to pick them, but they gave us like 25 or 30.
Yeah.
And there was no problem. They have so many. So if you talk to Heather, then I bet she, and especially tell her it's the North Salt Lake event.
Yeah, that's who I talked to. That's,
yeah,
she
I bet
still
it'd be
wants
the same
call
thing, but you'd have to
call 2 weeks.
You have to go down and get them, you know, pick them. But
right,
you know, it doesn't take very long. I also have, because Heidi, I asked Heidi for the budget items last week in City Council, and the Halloween bash for 24-25, the budget was spent $2,334.
That's
and
what the budget is.
What's that?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. And then it says for 25-26, it's a $2,300 budget, is what's allotted. So if that's helpful to you.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things is that will save us money this year is we won't use the DJ.
Yeah.
We can use yours, I hope. Your music stuff, is that okay?
Yeah, we just have, yeah, we did DJ. she was part of us. Yeah, all we really have is music, so.
Which is fine, because basically, honestly, I think that's what his was too. It just was a costly thing that you guys can do.
Yeah, I think we did Halloween music for the race last year. We had, but it was like last minute, throw a set list together, but we can.
Yeah, okay.
How are you identifying, like, if they get texted, just like, just for fun?
Washable paint on their hands.
Okay.
How are we doing that logistically?
I was leaning toward race bibs just put on their back.
Okay, but how are the runners, the zombies going to have?
We just give them a little thing of paint and
they just,
yeah.
That's a good idea. I mean, or you can do like a little flag and they can take their flag. And that means they're infected.
Or wristband.
Yeah. Oh, well, I thought about the armband, but
I
couldn't find one. So.
And it just looked like if you like cut up a sheet and just had like a bunch of like, you know, like zombie things, like Rex. And they just tucked one in and then the zombie could just take the flag and that means they're infected.
Yeah.
It was like flag football.
Because in our advertising, not everybody in the 5K is participating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they have to have. Yeah.
So they need to be identified.
Yeah. And I had thought about something that they removed, but I was worried about the zombies just dropping on the floor or ground and making us go back and clean up after them. So I was like, oh, just touch him on the back. And the arm, I don't know if there's like a race armband, because when I was searching armbands, it was all like, iPod, iPhone, armband, and whatever else. I'm like, I'm not looking for that. I want something 10 cents or less. So the race bibs were pretty inexpensive for quite a bit, and maybe we had some extras from something. So I don't know. I'm open. I'm not particularly, really don't care.
Oh, that's just like a cheap way. Or like she said, a snap bracelet. They could snap a bracelet on you. Gotcha.
Is that safe? Is that safe?
To slap?
Yeah, slap bracelet them on while they're.
I mean,
arms
I would prefer the sheet carry. Thing just because it's like it's a zombie. It's like torn up sheet, right? Mm-hmm.
But
so
it,
everyone starts.
Littering is a problem.
Yeah, so you give everyone a start, and then like if the zombie can catch them and pull their sheet out, then they're infected and they are a zombie.
And then if they don't want to participate, they don't put the sheet on in the first place.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and you'd have it on your waist and.
That's what I was doing, just like a flag. Like
what about women running? And them trying to grab
it.
It'd
be a little awkward then.
Yeah.
Just don't put it. I tell my PE kids, you don't put it in the front and you don't put it on your bum. Keep it on the side.
Yeah.
It's a good plan.
You can make them long too, like so that it's not like they're like all up in your space. You know, that's a good place.
Just long enough that
like 15 inches would be.
That's long enough that it would hang.
Yeah.
And if it's long enough and it's on your side, I don't think it should be there either.
And if the zombie pulls it,
all
like,
the way tucked in.
And leaves it on the course, like, we could pick them all up after, too. Like, the zombie doesn't need to be in charge of then hauling 20, if he pulls 20, or maybe a hand.
Yeah, you're sheet. Like, whatever zombie gets the most legs.
Mm-hmm. That could be a pumpkin.
What's a pumpkin?
Here are 40 pieces reflective slap bands for
$12.99. How many people do you usually get for the run?
It was 170 last year.
Was
just
it that much?
I think that it was.
I know that they would be cool.
Infected
or not infected?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I have.
People would
you,
do it if
according to your email, you counted 167 people at the.
Yeah.
Including the race registry. So that's everybody.
Yeah, so like, I remember that email.
Yeah, yeah. I got right here.
What do we charge?
I attached it all to the work task.
How was the cost of Liberty Fest?
Same with Camille's and same with I have Emily's as well.
The kids run is like.
Yeah, she did, and then all of our notes.
10 or 15.
We've got lots of t-shirts left from Liberty Fest.
They like the t-shirts.
Decorate those.
I
put it on the back.
If you're a zombie,
just
get a Liberty Fest.
White t-shirts and write with marker that says zombie or. Decorate your own t-shirt, grab a shirt, and you decorate it. And if it has that big slap, that big hand mark, if they were doing paint, then that shirt is, you know, you were infected.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
That way you would also know who wants to run. If they're wearing a white t-shirt, you know that they want to participate.
Yeah, they want to be slapped,
but they don't want to be slashed.
Yeah, because I still would lean towards having them slap up here rather than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Is this a costume race?
But it's also a costume race.
Yeah, some of those shirts ain't going to fit costumes.
Because, I don't think people wear their costumes.
There you go. Throw a wrench into it.
They all wore costumes last year. No wrench.
Can I just take the sheet? I mean, I personally think the sheet's better than... Yeah, it's just zombie. Something to wear.
I say tackle them.
If what?
The Tunnel Springs course, right? I think the Tunnel Springs to the... Golf course in back? Is that what we
was? I thought it was the church.
Oh, is it the church?
Yeah.
First church? That's awesome.
Roughly measured it out.
Or like the red church?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
The one that's on the west side?
Yes, north of the four-way stop.
Oh, past the church. I was going to say that first church. I'm Grace. I can do it, yeah.
I have a quarter of a mile.
Or less. If I'm there.
I saw some notes from last year, and we were supposed to let the police department know a little sooner this year that we're doing that. I'm happy to let them know.
I'll just speed home and get pulled over and, by the way.
That's how you tell them.
I guess, so we should know for sure if that's a force.
It's a 5K? 5K?
Roughly.
Roughly, yeah.
We got pretty close last year.
You don't have to pay, because we may or may not.
And then, we had donuts last year. I don't know if those were donated or if they were bought.
I'm sure they paid for them, because I think they bought them from JJ's, didn't they?
JJ's, like they gave us for Liberty Fest, they gave us cards to get free donuts. So I know that they donate quite a bit. I don't know if they did for this, but they.
The last time I asked them for donuts, they made us pay.
But they gave us a good deal.
Oh, okay.
So it was a lot cheaper than what they usually pay for them.
Yeah.
So, which we have that, or we also have the option of Lee's Market too. They always do a lot less too. As far as.
Okay.
Ice goes.
What else? I handed out flyers last night, and a lot of people were excited about the zombie thing. And I described it to them, I go, that sounds like fun, I want to do that.
That really is awesome.
So.
Yeah, it is, that's kind of mixed up this year.
So Dallas, I'm supposed to be helping you. What can I do to help?
Can you figure out the donuts?
I would love to figure out the donuts.
That would be great.
How many people?
I feel like we had like at least 6 of the larger boxes.
I know that we've done, I want to say 300, whatever that makes, and we had a lot left over, because I remember taking them down to the police stations and things. It's hard to say.
Well, we just stay with 300. That way we do have.
It's better to have too many.
Extras just in case, yeah.
And how much money do I have to spend on those?
Whatever it costs.
Ask for the discount.
I will. And just try both places, or just shoot for one of them?
I think Lee's would be a little bit cheaper.
I think over Lee's.
I'm sure it would be.
Yeah.
Water or chocolate milk?
Oh, yeah, the little Gosner milks.
Figure it out.
I don't know.
Yeah, if we have a budget for that.
You want me to check on the small milks?
Yeah. Those are only like 50 cents a piece.
Go to the school and see if they have any left over.
Start collecting them.
Milk is hard, because some kids don't drink milk. Maybe the little bottles of water might be better.
They'll be a lot cheaper.
That carton milk doesn't last, I mean, to keep.
Well, for picking up the morning of.
I would say water.
No, because I feel like we'd be picking them up all over the park, but I could be wrong.
Do we?
I don't remember any of that.
Do you want us to stick with places in North Salt Lake to get the donuts?
Preferably.
Yeah, I mean, because we have 2 great donut shops that work with us, yeah.
Well, and ask them too, because I was just saying, like, are you looking for big donuts? Because I know, like, up in Kaysville, the Bowman's, they do, like, mini donuts. And they're, like, still donut, like, they're still, like.
The donuts.
Actual donuts, but.
Like cake donuts, or they?
No, just like glazed donuts. So they just make minis, and so, but not everyone, I mean, you can get a lot more, and they're not as expensive.
Maybe ask if possible, or JJ's, it does it smaller.
Yeah.
Ask for the Texas donuts.
Yeah, everyone needs.
Everybody going home and throwing up. Well, yeah, the BB boy did have a stack last year. I got a picture of him.
Do you have donuts and milk before they start?
Yes, before, carload before, just right before.
Oh, Michael Scott situation.
That's exactly what I said, a chain out right after.
Didn't 1 year someone talked about a donut race where it's, so it's kind of a.
Every lap you do, you get a donut.
You get a donut.
So we all along, Bunch Cross used to do it.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, geez.
Kind of.
That makes you sick.
Yeah,
It's actually like, they're like one of some of the most well-attended races, though.
Yeah, like free food. Donut dash or something. I mean, it is, it's because it really is a fun thing, and people
go out like a passion bear.
Bakery barf?
Donuts.
And then lastly, what I was thinking about is, since we're not going to be paying for the DJ, could we possibly get a bounce house or two? They're 150 or something like that from some company, I think it was West Valley. And but then also, I also looked at actually purchasing them.
We don't have those.
Okay, because I was like, well, I don't know ownership, how that would work, but it would be, I think, around $2,000, and then you'd never have to, like,
rent it again.
Rent it again, yeah.
I don't know if you want to do the business.
I'm sure the liability is high.
Look, I was with Patch Kit, and it's commercial grade.
I own one, and that thing is needs to be thrown away.
Blowing up with the logo sign?
Randy used to rent them.
Oh, they suck.
So
they're a disease
pit. Are you planning other events in the park?
Well, I just figured with the kids race around the thing, we should have a bounce house in the middle. Something to keep them occupied.
Do we want to reach out to the people we use for Liberty Fest and see if they give us a deal, since they do Liberty Fest? I'm like, hey, we're doing this other event.
Yeah.
We didn't use them.
What?
I said we didn't use them for Liberty Fest.
Yeah,
she used them down at the fun fair. Yeah, at the fun fair.
Oh,
yeah,
we did it for
the third
back to school
night.
I feel like he's pretty friendly.
Friendly.
He just ask him.
Bounce and Boogie.
Yeah,
it's $125.
What was the time,
like
what time?
Oh, yeah, because we paid for it right there. Yeah, yeah.
Just
it was like 125.
10 to 12, 12:30-ish.
Okay.
Bounce and Boogie, I think.
I was going to say maybe 10 to 11:30, because if it's the Saturday before. If you say 11:30, then you'll be done at 12. But if you say 12:30, then you'll be there till 1 or later.
But you will.
Well, we want to overestimate for them, so
yeah, they won't want to set up for an hour.
Yeah.
Will they
They did for the back to school.
They do?
They did for, yeah.
Just for an hour?
It might have been two, but
I think it was
two. 5 to 8.
But if it starts at 10, people want to set up before
now.
10.
Mm-hmm. And I'll employees.
Like 9:30 to 11:30. It's better to have it set up earlier than later.
I'll just ask for both. Just what would be the cost? Because I know that they've got to. It's got to be worth them coming down and setting it up.
Yeah. And then what else was I?
Are you doing any like we've done in the past? Give we like a little bag and giving out treats and stuff like that. Are you doing anything like that?
Yeah. I was just thinking the same with the YCC doing that. I'm just getting little toys and stuff.
We've always done that, though. They do the...
Oh, you guys buy it and stuff?
Well, that since when I did this, we did. I don't know if you did it last year, if they gave out things. But
yeah, they did.
Because I was going to say, if you're not doing that, there you'll gain some money back for that. Because we just... We bought... I want to say, when I did it, I got all my stuff off of Amazon. It was pretty inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure the YCC could help.
Yeah, I figured they'd be doing those tables again.
But that's what she's saying, is don't assume that, because she set it all up as part of this committee, and then she had the YCC take and do it. They didn't plan it and set it up and everything.
Yeah, they just showed up and they
got okay,
it out.
So we need
but
to set
we
up.
Brought the bags
gotcha.
And the, all the things we had. How many stations do you have, like five, that they walked around and got something? And I don't know if that's what you're planning to do, the exact same thing, but
yeah.
If you do, then you can get things from Amazon for sure, fast, but we should be getting it just so we know we have it.
Okay.
We're trying to think of some things for all ages, too.
We did Play-Doh, a pencil or something like that.
No, I meant activities.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not the
I lost you. I'm in my own little world here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
I think the zombie run helps it for older, because it so that it is an event like all ages of the family would want to come to.
Do you want a balloon artist? Because she asked me about that. I saw her 2 years ago. She asked about that.
I don't personally.
Okay. It's always popular, but there's always a line. So it's
I mean, we want our background. We want our photo background, but not.
Of all of our events.
Oh, face painting.
No, I'm talking about the balloon artist that does the
makes balloons for kids.
Yes.
I just personally think that's really expensive for.
She's pretty inexpensive, actually. I think she charged us $100, and then she just uses a thing for tips if people wanted to do that.
I don't know. If you guys want to do it, I don't care. I just like, yeah, it's not necessary.
That's fine. I'll just tell her that we're doing something different. She did ask me about it, and I said, I have a meeting tomorrow. Well, it was tomorrow. I saw her yesterday.
I wasn't saying, what do you think?
That's an inexpensive way to add another thing. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like that was our problem, I think, with back to school nights, is there just wasn't enough things to do. So.
Well, and we've done the balloon, and I know that at Winterfest we've done face painting. That's always a popular thing, too, and that's mm-hmm. not too expensive
but
either.
But with Halloween.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally forgot about the. Sorry. Yeah, because what's her name? Harold, who did the face painting last year.
Oh, no, Georgette Harold?
Yes.
She does the balloons. She's the balloon.
Oh, she's the balloon.
Amy Ambler is the face painting person.
Oh, okay, so you're not talking about the balloon arch. You're talking about the balloon.
No, that's balloon animals.
Okay, yeah, I'm all for the balloon animals. I just.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I, the balloon arch is like, you know, it's a very expensive thing for.
I will offer, just because as I've been to all these events, that one is more used as the background.
Absolutely.
Because of the photo ops. Like at the Kite Festival, people don't really go take pictures, but I know that at the Halloween event, when we've had that over by the mm-hmm. restroom, you know, I mean, people are waiting in line to get pictures taken. So.
Because they have their costumes all
yeah. done. Anyway, it's obviously up to you.
But what if we...
I feel like as far as events go, the balloon background got well used with that one.
But did we have it last year? Because I feel like we had corn stalks just off to the sides of the background.
I don't remember.
Maybe did we have her do... just for it less expensive, did you have her do like a corner?
That's what we did when it started to be a lot more money. So I would just tell her what our budget was, and then she could work around that. So it was like, it was less, and it was like a corner, like
that's
you said.
I'm wondering.
And it still was great. And especially if you have a lot of people, then you've got the corner that's the focal, and then you've got the whoever's in the picture. So if you want to do that, we could easily tell her that, you know, we have $250 to spend on balloons. And
do we still have a credit with her for the?
I think we used it on Liberty Fest, did we? Did she give it to you on Liberty Fest? Because I think that's what she was going to do.
I think we purchased the black spider web backdrop that fit in those frames.
Yeah, it's in there.
So we could just have her do the balloons around if we've already got that backdrop. Of course, you love seeing backdrops.
That's okay.
To other years.
Yeah, they have different costumes.
We need a zombie backdrop. Can you give these zombies?
The YCC posers.
If the zombies were actually dressed up really cool like
they
zombies,
they could be in the picture.
That would be really fun.
Oh, it would be.
Photo op.
Yeah.
Could you ask them to do that?
Yes, I can. Well, can I tell them that they can have a little bit of money, and then they can they're going to go to the DI, so it's not going to be very expensive anyway.
Don't break the budget on the DI, man.
Okay. But even
as we
look into some of the zombies, when Laura was in her dad's school, they did like they were zombies as people were.
There was a craft and a storyteller.
That was what was set up there last year. I don't know if they all showed up, but this was the map.
Yeah, the martial arts was there.
The storyteller.
Yes, the storyteller. Lunaris, yes. Oh, Eaglewood.
They were supposed to be there like the golf course.
Yeah, they were there. They were dressed as Santa Claus. So do we want Eaglewood back to do their promo? Eaglewood, do they want to come back?
Let me ask the golf course. Did they do some?
Oh,
I'm looking at the maps.
They had a little booth along the trail for.
Well, last year we were not doing that course.
Yeah, but they were there last year.
They were there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were handing out candies.
I get it.
I'll ask because that's right. If the winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, really like, no, we're
only
interested in the actual
evening. That's why they were dressed as Santa Claus.
We had cornhole. Eaglewood, the balloon artist, crafts, donuts, martial arts, storyteller, the DJ, two backdrops.
Can we bring the
five stations?
The martial arts, I never want to perform.
Yeah, and I have them on my list.
Whoever performed last night was fun.
You said to call one over the other.
Actually, we're decent. They were in costume. I don't know, they were. Yeah, Gian's World Martial Arts. That's what it shows here.
So this summer, the last two years, the one that did the breakfast.
Well, that takes time, so it's, you know, they've got to go to one. Less things to worry about.
Emmeline, that's all I know. That's all I know.
What else did you say on there?
According to this, there was cornhole.
Cornhole.
There was Eaglewood came, the balloon artist, there was a craft area. I remember vaguely what it was. It was Camille, but.
Tom's wife did craft.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
It was something.
It was coloring pages.
We were over by the race, so.
Well, we should do that.
And then we had a storyteller, a music DJ, and two photo backdrops.
She's good.
The DJ and the two photo backdrops, and there was five areas to hand out candy. Temporary tattoos, coloring books, candy suckers with spiders, handout bags.
Do you want to head up crafts?
I would love to head up crafts.
I'm not a crafty person. Oh, you want to do it?
I can do it.
Awesome.
Okay.
So you'll figure that all out?
Probably a two-person job, actually.
Here's a super, super.
Because my craftiness is searching Google and stealing a picture.
I'm gonna order a couple stickers.
Are you wanting more zombies or just one more? Because Henry is writing, I'm just texting him right now. He said that sounds fun. He was wondering if like a couple of his friends could do it.
I don't have a problem with having too many zombies, but I would worry if we had more zombies than runners.
Oh, no, you are not.
Then it'd be like.
I mean, if you had 170 runners and you have 10 zombies, you know.
But that was just running and walking. That was just, because we didn't do the race last year.
You didn't do this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was this year's idea.
Is all that in a spreadsheet? Yeah.
He's just saying he's willing to do it. I still, a spreadsheet, a couple of my buddies do it with me, and I think that would be a lot of fun for if he wants to volunteer to do it. If he had a couple of his cross-country friends willing to do it too. That'd be great. Can we let him know, like, in two to three weeks, when we know, like, we have more than five people running?
It'd be easier if we could say, okay, spend $300 on the crafts and...
I think state's on the 29th, so he's like, I'm not going to be full out going, and I'm like, you'll be recovered in about 90 days.
Whatever drive that was, but I tried to find your America thing.
Do people pre-register? Dallas, are they just showing up?
America 250.
We've set up registration.
You have to dress like a zombie George Washington.
Yeah, a zombie.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Well, I guess that brings up a question of how we are going to include the.
Is that better, or should I have it open right away?
I'd say now. It's impossible to remember one registration.
Okay.
It's so annoying to log on and you're like, I'm supposed to now remember this. I'm in his zone. I want to register right now.
Freaking grand.
This is me and my kids' registration.
Like a typical main goal is not speed.
Exactly, because I'm not going to remember again.
Okay. That's the one for Provo that you're reading?
Oh, I just, you know, ChatGPT like a zombie 5K. Just
oh, okay.
To see, like, how people are. I just said, how are people doing this?
Oh.
And so it just came up with a zombie 5K is a running race with a horror theme where participants or runners try to complete, you know, 3-mile course while avoiding zombies who attempt to snatch their health flags. So they're like their health flags.
Oh, health flags.
Okay.
Yeah,
interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so they have a couple. It says, unlike a typical race, the main goal is not speed but survival, as losing all of your flags results in an infected status at the finish line. The event combines physical activity with a scavenger hunt and immersed experience, making it an engaging workout.
How's the scavenger hunt?
So, well, yeah, this
what's the scavenger hunt?
I don't know. They probably have things that.
Okay.
I wonder if you could get like custom stickers. Like, I survived.
Oh, for sure you could.
Mm-hmm. Like,
So they have like flags, well, this one says, you know, they have like a little belt that they wear, and it has like a bunch of little flags inside of it.
So everyone, I kind of like the idea of having more than one flag.
Because you're not just out.
You have more than one chance to be zombies.
And you can do it the same zombie can't get you twice or something like that, so, or I don't know.
Well, I don't know if the zombies are going to track who they're trying to get.
Yeah.
No, and like, there could be, you know, I remember like when I did it, there was like a fence kind of, and the zombie was like trying to get into the fence, you know, like on the side.
Was this at night or was it in the day?
It was later at night. So it wasn't dark, but it was like starting to get a little bit cold. Runners, teamwork. Runners can participate as a team. If any one team member survives with a flag, the entire team earns the survivor medal.
Also, you're running teams.
You can. So anyway, that was some ideas that they did.
But yeah, if they do survive, you could give them a sticker.
Yeah, it just says survive or zombie. You just get like a little sticker.
I don't know if we'd want to try and implement a team thing. That might
Even this year for our bags for Liberty Fest, we had a guy he's like up by us that did stickers, and like you could just make a sticker, you know, like an easy, simple sticker that's like survivor, you know, or zombie or infected or whatever you wanted to put, and then when they cross the finish line, if they don't have any flags, you just give them a sticker. That's like their medal that they got. Either, you know, zombie or...
I mean, you can give them a sticker on the perks and they can take it home.
So it'd either be if they were a zombie, it was a zombie sticker, and if they... Otherwise, it was I survived, right?
Yeah, I survived or infected or zombie, whatever you wanted to put on it.
There's some zombie outbreak response team, but... that are already made, but I'm not sure what that means. It's zombie.
We'd probably want to like get them branded for the spectacular, then buy a whole bunch so we could use them again next year as well.
Yeah, I could see this becoming a tradition.
I think it will be a hit. Yeah. I think this is awesome. Yeah. And I think just thinking more about like how you want to incorporate the zombies, if you wanted them running faster. They're at all different points, and they kind of have to try to get around them. But they can't, because they're running or walking fast. But the zombies, if they're sprinting, they're going to touch everybody.
Yeah, I like the idea of slow zombies being along the ground.
Along the spots. Yeah. Okay.
And they just come out.
I didn't think to look for help on the internet, because I was like, I have an idea.
That was a great idea.
No, it's for crowd zombies.
Dallas had one idea this year. It was good. Well, the question would be is that it's, I mean, they're going to be running on a sidewalk, right? We're not closing the street.
They're going to run on the sidewalk.
That's wide enough that they actually could create a lane and stuff.
They run on Main Street.
That's why we need to
start it on the walking path, I think, because it's heading to
why don't you just start it down by the pavilion and then just close the entrance for a few minutes? Because if not, the entrance will be, you'll have to walk, I don't know. We had that issue last year of starting it way away from everything else. Mm-hmm. Just thought.
We have to change all the branding. All the internet, or all the,
or the gates
social media stuff.
So the prizes...
Maybe
are we
that's
giving
close
first, second, third, or is it you just get a prize for not being attacked?
I thought if you didn't get attacked.
Okay, and then do we have prizes for like best costume, or is that not a thing?
I think I advertised the costumes available for race and costume prizes.
Okay. And the prizes are.
So we'll want to get that then.
Or whatever we want.
I can't dress up as a zombie because then we won't know.
Or.
What were prizes we gave last year?
Pumpkins, I think. It was kind of funny, actually, to get a pumpkin with a Sharpie written on it second place. You know,
okay.
If you're not paying to participate, sometimes it's like...
You get what you pay for, but that's awesome. Yeah. Okay.
You should probably do the judging of the costumes before you start the race.
Yeah.
Before they fall
some
off.
Some people finished in like less than 20 minutes, and then others were like 45 minutes.
They were done?
And the beginning is at Tunnel Springs.
Yeah.
So we could actually start judging when they're lining up for the race.
And then as they come through.
You should probably tell them the race starts before 10.
Do you guys want stickers? Do you want me to look at designing some and ordering some, like
before
they get to the river? Do they have stickers
for that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's fun. I like the water bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, mine went through the wash because I forgot about them.
Sometimes even that's better than a shirt because you can put them on your water bottle.
Yeah, so do you want
the shirt doesn't always fit.
To say, I survived? Or really, do you want them to be more like everyone who participated actually gets a sticker?
Well, they do. Like, can't we have one that says, I'm infected?
Yeah, I like the,
I'm infected or I survived.
Then maybe just have the central logo.
Only that it's cheaper probably to get a minimum number of the same sticker is all I look into it. So
if we get
you want something to say.
So we could do it next year as well.
What about if on the sticker you put what it is, and then there's a little box and says that I'm infected or I survived, and then we check the box when they go through.
Would that wear off on the wash though, in the dishwasher, if you're putting it on your water bottle? I think if it looks fancier, it'd look nicer.
So you want someone to say I survived?
Just a little check mark just doesn't.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess if you don't date it, then you can use it again the next year.
Yeah.
So you can't put.
And everyone's gonna have
that
water bottle
infected,
so people won't drink out of their water bottle. That's right.
We need patriotic zombies.
Really,
you're supposed to have all of our events.
Yes.
To the
It's could you please, Randy, dress like George Washington? Abraham,
though,
he's not founding.
Benjamin Franklin. You know Ram's not going to
run, right?
Yeah, I ain't running.
I
would
not,
but I think the costume,
makes
you in costume.
I think these two
would
be our founding fathers.
They're going to have to pay me a lot more to
dress as George Washington. I actually thought, what about... Huddy will do it. They get a craft station when they just buy all those little teeny pumpkins and, like, color on them with Sharpies. Easy station to do.
Oh, whatever they want to do, I mean.
Yeah, Linda. We're the craft girls.
Craft girls. You're on the.
I just ordered
Pinterest.
I just ordered stickers.
Oh, yeah, we
2.5 inch round.
Yeah.
100 of them is $119. 250 is $183.
Where did you order them from?
Just from Kohl.
I think I got them cheaper. I found them online because I priced them with Kohl also, and then I got them online.
Gotcha. That's just what I just paid, like literally, like just this last week. Yeah. So. SDS sheet stickers with the QR code for safety stuff.
What about?
Do you want one?
Mule? Is that the sticker company? Sticker Mule?
John Benjamin Franklin?
Like that. So who does the face paint?
I think that Abraham Lincoln, even though not founding
he's
father.
He's not a family. Oh, yeah, with the beard.
With the beard, yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
John.
Vampire Slayer or something like that? That book?
I don't really know that there's a way to tie in with this. Because I was thinking
your significant other should dress up.
What?
Your significant other should dress up.
Do we have a name for the face painter?
Yes, my husband has a girl's name. He knows it.
The one that we've used in the past is Amy Ambler.
Do you have her contact information?
Yeah, do you want me to ask her?
Yeah, if you
want. I can do that. So do you want me to do, I'll do Georgette for the balloons?
Oh, I can do Georgette.
Are you available?
I know her, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm the one who knew her to get it, so.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll get Georgette and you can get Amy.
Do we have an estimate on the Story Witch on how much we paid last year?
She was $350, $300.
I know, she's cool.
Yeah, she was fun. We can look it up. Actually,
yeah, wasn't Carmen going to find some of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? You guys will bring the cornhole.
Do you want me to bring my second mine so we have two?
We just need to buy one with the city logo on it.
We have one that Pamela put the
farmer's market. They're upstairs. We got another pair in the cleanup, and I think we're going to try to put the logo on it.
Oh, okay, great.
They're right on here.
Do you care
yes.
what kind of bounce house is?
Yeah, I think we can do it quickly though.
We still fun. Order the dig two. Sticker. Two?
We're looking at two maybe?
Two. Yeah. Were you gonna, or was I gonna call?
Well, we could just. Well, no, I'll talk to you.
Oh yeah, somebody was gonna call the
we
person
just
who did the.
It'd be like $70 yeah. probably, just to get them pre-painted with the hole and everything.
So the bounce house is for Liberty Fest. Somebody, you're gonna talk to them.
Okay? It'll make them slicker and nicer.
And do you want me to ask Tricia
we
about
just
the
do it.
Arch, like the corner arch? Is that what we're gonna do?
Okay.
I can ask her that too.
I don't know, there needs to look.
I think she's learned her lesson.
I was like, that is your normal work.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also,
I can go over. Whenever you're ready, I can go over what I need to bring.
I feel like they're getting close though in price.
They were.
Honestly, on the balloon arch, we did one for Pride. We set up in less than half an hour with blowing them up and everything, and it wasn't hard. But if we attach them to the poles, and as long as the backdrop is standing against the wall, it should
what
be
if-
okay.
I just remembered Jeff Schroeder saying, we'll never do that our own again.
Well, we got crappy blows.
We said
we'll
we would never
before it even started.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. But what if we got the YCC to some of those girls just to build us something?
They've done that before, but if they're going to be zombies, I think they'll.
Well, no, the girls, not like.
All the girls.
Not the BB boy. Like my daughter, I think she's just showing up to hand out candy or whatever.
But that's what I'm saying, is if we wanted them to dress up too, or is it just going to be?
No, they can dress up, but have them plan to, like, if they're willing to Pinterest balloon designs.
They've done it before because they did it for the Easter egg.
They did.
Okay.
They did.
So what if we did that? That would save us some money, and the kids will be involved and have fun and.
They bought their own frame
that's
down on the stairs in City Hall. But
most kits are so cheap on Amazon. You can get
yeah.
some super cute kits.
So,
okay, I'll ask.
Birthday.
Yeah,
I was
thinking
for
work.
It's like $40.
But I have one of those blower up things
yeah.
if you want to borrow it. I have one
the
too.
The little blow.
The bike pumps.
Thank you. Balloon pump.
Just the air.
Balloon pump. Thank you.
I
want to.
They're
like,
she can't have birthdays.
No. Anybody who doesn't have one of those,
get one.
Okay. Well, what other ideas do we have?
So how many stations are we going to have that we give them something, like a treat or something? We've got the, do you want some of those little things that we've given out before?
Yeah. I hadn't really thought about how many we'd have. I just figured we'd. Based on what we had, how many kids
so like
we had.
So like get some kind of a bag for them to put it in and then maybe a couple things to
do we have any more it. City bags we can give out?
We're not enough, no. The book bags,
yeah.
The ones you got a couple of years ago, I mean, they were really
they were cheap and they're cute.
Yeah, and they weren't personalized.
No.
They were just kind of Halloween.
Yeah, the frisbees.
What do you put in these bags? Like treats?
Yeah, well, we did treats. We did candy, of course, but then we did like,
okay.
We did Play-Doh.
Oh, the ones
did,
that
like,
we
did like, just some things that I got off Amazon that were Halloween. Yeah.
Can you?
And some stickers. Halloween stickers were awesome. They were super
and
cute.
Yeah.
Tammy, can you do that again? Can
yeah,
you buy that
I
stuff? Because you probably already have that in your cart and ready to just do it again so I don't have to try and figure out what kids would like.
Yeah.
So they go to a station, they have to do something, like throw a, or is it just like a trick-or-treat?
They just trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treating type thing.
I like the idea of
having those. I just don't know that.
Like one of those fish tanks, you know, like they get something back.
Well, that's, I think that's what we advertised last year. That's why I say I wasn't there, but I think they had me put carnival type games on there. Was there a fishing station or, I mean, that kind of stuff?
Or like three plastic pumpkins and you have to toss a little spider into a pumpkin and they get lots of tries, but they think they've earned it and then they get to pick something.
Oh, that's,
I don't know, like
yeah,
something.
That's nice.
We do a
that's a good idea.
Or something. Like with our with our church, we do like the Young Men and Young Women, then do like a trunk or treat. But they do like a haunted house through the church, and they do like all different types of stations. So their pumpkin bowling is one. Where they set up like bowling, and they throw a little pumpkin down.
And then they get
a prize. So pumpkin bowling is done.
Okay, so we could.
They do like pumpkin bowling. Yeah. They always do like a fish pond. They do a little haunted house. They had the balloon person out there last year.
Mm-hmm. Party's great, but be nice.
So, will you just tell them to
say, yeah, thank you. I just got out of the presidency. That's why we didn't do anything.
Put you back in. But the pumpkin bowling is fun because, yeah, like if you can have just like two lanes, and it's just, you can just do it on the grass. We just set it up on the grass and put like, yeah, you can just kind of make it look like a little alley, and then they set up little ghosts, and then you throw the, and you try to knock over them.
We do have bowling pins.
So Jane and I were having our own little meeting down here. Jane, it's your sister.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
We have 20 bowling pins.
Okay. We had a meeting, and she will do. We do have
bowling balls.
I'll give the little things to you.
Don't ask us why.
And Sarah. We'll do whatever they have to do.
The activities?
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
We'll do three. Three different stations, she'll come up with.
Has good ideas about what to do.
If you do bowling, we do have bowling pins.
Perfect. So let's do that one then.
We have like 20.
You've got two.
I don't know.
Well, you could probably put them on the trail.
Yeah, there's another.
So we have the three? Oh, you know what it is?
Just let us know.
Our crafts. The balloon animals, the face paintings,
the bounce house.
And so we need seven tables for those, right? Will we just do them under the?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. If we just did it.
Dollar Tree is one of under there for the crafts.
The pop-ups.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, we're at Tunnels Pond, right?
Uh-huh.
So just the covered eating area.
Oh, oh.
Like, okay. Do the crafts there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And did you guys want my cornhole, or do you have enough cornholes? That actually is really cute.
If we use a farmer market one, we'll have two of them.
Okay.
I'll have to buy some more bags.
It wasn't super popular, but kids did play with it. So.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, they had them out last night, and they weren't using them
much. You do the pumpkin bowling with toilet paper rolls, and you draw little like eyes on them, so they're hitting toilet paper, they're not hitting pins because they're in the grass. And so they won't stand up in the grass, but toilet paper rolls will. So you stack up the toilet paper rolls.
I was thinking you meant like the inside, the cardboard part.
No.
You're talking
like
full on roll.
Yeah, you full on roll. And then you throw the pumpkin down and they knock over the ghosts.
In the meantime, somebody's in the toilet going, where's the toilet paper?
I ran out of toilet paper, so. But that was a fun one. Thank you.
How many tables do we need then?
We have three games.
Three games?
Yes. And she said that she'll have enough. YTC to do it, and if not,
can we have five tables?
We don't own that many.
Okay.
City Hall. Oh.
Because we'll probably want one for like late registration at the race and putting donuts and other things on and something put in front of the balloon artist ladies. And, oh, chairs. For the face painters.
Are we doing face painting?
Face painting. We talked down here, face painting balloons.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they're in costume, we still think enough of them.
I don't think people wear masks or paint their face when they're running.
Good luck, Tammy.
We'll do the face painting afterward.
Yeah. Little kids won't do the face paint unless it's actually holding.
Okay, so balloon animals, bounce houses, cornhole, games, donuts, storytelling, face painting, and then the kids' fun run and the fun
crafts.
Crafts. Wow, at a party.
Okay, everything.
And then we'll have donuts, so we need to have something out for donuts.
Like, you kind of just want every parent to feel super overstimulated by the end.
So you don't want me
to go home and crash.
Dallas said to check. Someone said to check for milk. Little
and then we
chocolate
said,
milk
just do water.
Water.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was thinking about something else. Okay. Do you want me to get the water, or do we already have the water?
Okay. So, do you want me to just get it at Costco? For the race, we had to have one of those big, messy road clothes.
Yeah.
Jake is the store manager.
So we're not, I'll do that again.
They have donated in the past, but I think.
I know.
Probably. I'll be getting them future donations.
It's a tax write-off.
I don't know if there are any people closing the bike lane.
Do you think we'll need a message board to close the road?
We don't have a bike lane, do we?
We used two of them last year.
On Eagle Ridge, we have a bike lane? I thought it started as Bountiful.
On what?
We have a.
It's just on the road, it's just.
Well, we had to rent one.
Yeah.
We now own four.
So I have a question on the signs.
But yeah.
Well, two questions.
We had some last year, but I think they're being used.
Can we move that closer to the exit where people actually see it as they come out of the parking lot? Because it's kind of a little further away.
You can't.
Over by Lee's.
Lock and clear, it can't be in the clear view, which is, of course, so a lot of times the corners are out of, they're in the.
So it's far enough away that you.
So it's right there that I always assume hopefully people see as they're turning.
We delivered three of them.
And then also, is there a better way to do that instead of having all the events on?
So what was that expense for?
Just like maybe.
What was that expense?
Separate boards, you take them off and replace them with the next item?
We have an employee working on that right now.
Yeah.
We just have looked at a lot of options.
Because I just saw it and I was like, oh, it's changed.
And no GJ, so that.
But the photos are due on Friday, so it's a little late, so.
Yeah, we, yeah.
You probably need some toilets.
I have that on my list right here.
Oh, toilets.
Yeah, well, can we leave the toilets open?
Yes, but we do, you're getting more than just those two.
Yeah.
Over here.
We're going to rent more porta potties.
How did we do on the kite festival? Was it pretty busy on the toilet?
Yeah, the kite festival was really busy.
Yeah, I don't know how many people.
Because I'd say we'd have a comparable amount of people.
I didn't count them.
The clicker, one.
Yeah.
Two.
But you didn't see lines and.
I didn't see lines this year, no. I saw lines last year.
I had an exact count. I came up with some number and I had it in our notes.
Of the toilet?
No.
Oh, the count, yeah.
There were like 735 people here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta look at the note.
Yeah, I guess that pretty much covers it, I think, at this point.
When Tabby left, she was wondering if we want to have a quick meeting in between now and then to make sure we have everything all ready.
Sure.
For this. And did she say even on the phone or something or text?
She said.
She did do this, so I don't know if she was saying her text or.
Yeah, yeah.
So something like that.
Or just email.
Okay.
Because we already have everybody in an email, you just need to respond to that, so.
Dallas, are there assignments that you want me to have? Is there anything that I can be doing?
Everybody pretty much volunteered.
We don't have bounce house, right?
Seven or sixteen.
I mean, I can look bounce houses, but do you want me to find zombies? I can be in charge of doing zombies.
Well, and if you're doing worksheets, who's doing the timing block?
Oh, yeah, that. Peter was going to help us out with that.
I can do.
Peter was going to help us out with that.
He helped you?
Yeah, I texted him like 3 months ago and they finally responded, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I guess we do want to figure out that tag system.
Okay, do you want me to? I can create it.
Okay.
If you want to. And then if you want to stick with like three zombies, I mean, he'll do it. Or if you want to have more, I bet you if I just reached out to my employees, they'd all do it.
Yeah.
Well, not all, but a lot of them would do it. Just come volunteer to do it.
Maybe Linda, you can reach out to Linda. She can tell you how many people are actually signed up. So we can say, okay, well, we want more zombies or, well, not necessarily. Because, yeah, we don't want to.
I don't think we need two.
Well, I can just find what comes to mind.
It's going to be a lot less people.
Oh, you
have like a couple hundred. Those bathrooms might be close. I'm borderline.
Especially if they're not running. I mean, if they're running, so if they have to walk, you can get away.
And that's why I think I'm borderline. I think I would need one. I don't know if we need two. Because an outhouse will never go down.
Great idea.
I survived.
You survived. Yep, that just went on the computer.
Oh, that's good. She'll like that. Yeah, and just for that day.
The Latino night, my kids brought home the flyer from school. So I don't know how that happened, but the kids were like, look at this fun thing happening. So I don't know how that, if that's something.
What flyer?
For the elementary
school.
We had the elementary school, Foxborough. Mm-hmm. We dropped off flyers and they gave a flyer to each kid.
I guess we could do that. I had dropped a bunch off at the Latino night for the spectacular.
Oh, the zombie chase.
Do you guys do it through the school district? You can put in an ad?
The peach jar?
Peach jar, yeah.
We've done things, but I usually just delete those emails, so I've never looked at if it was in there. It's like, school stuff. The wife will take care of that.
I don't think we need to.
We're going to have one up there anyways because we closed the restrooms on 15th. We'll open everything up.
Maybe we can make some flyers and pass them out at the schools. I would be inclined to wait until like the Monday of, just so the kids don't.
It's on people's mind.
Yeah.
But I think it was like a.
We're gonna do this again.
Yeah, it did seem like a. I don't know how much, if it was a hard thing to do, but it seemed like it was effective.
I mean, there's only like two schools here, so it'd just be a matter of. Making a flyer.
You have Orchard, you have Foxborough, you have Legacy, you have Wasatch Peak, and you have.
Legacy's not in.
It technically
Adelaide.
Is Linda said. Wasatch, which is the last
one? Adelaide?
Exactly right.
Actually, Legacy moved over into Woods Cross area.
Linda, is Legacy still in ours or not?
It's still what?
Legacy's not with us anymore in North Salt Lake.
Legacy.
Preparatory Academy.
We're talking schools.
They're in North Salt Lake, aren't they?
No, they moved over to West Cross, over by
Wasatch and Spectrum down there.
The railroad track area.
Oh, I was thinking that was like they built a high school. Or
They moved that one on Center Street. It's now a construction company.
Sorry.
So.
Okay, yeah, you're so right.
I used to film farm site. Now I have to go over there. It's much further.
And if we did just like the little sheets you handed out at,
we'd
do a ton for. Not too
expensive. Yeah. Could we print stuff out at the city center to save money from Kinko's or whatever?
Sure. Yeah. I'm sorry.
For making flyers to hand out at the schools.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
She said sure. It's on there.
You should ask schools because I don't know if they do that anymore.
Hand out stuff?
Yeah.
Hand out stuff.
It's in the notes.
What?
It transcribed that.
She said sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So
did it for Foxborough.
I think if you know, like.
And it was Elisa handled all of that. So I don't.
Oh.
She, I did.
Because she.
I cut them all up and.
I'm just saying, did
they? 500 of the flyers for the Latino event.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she was just going to do Foxborough.
She just did Foxborough. I know sometimes, like if you know, like a principal or your friends with them, maybe they'll let something
in. Yeah,
but usually they don't just let everything come in.
Well, I'll get my wife to do it because she subs at both Foxborough and Orchard. So
if you have a connection.
I know they have.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do the schools.
I think she. I mean, just she like the teacher. I think she just gave it out and get it to the school. I'm not sure. Let me text her what their distribution method was.
Table by the door as they went out.
But yeah, I'd love to get the word out better.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll do Orchard and Foxborough since we have connections there.
And then this says last year we paid Crossy $45.30 for the pumpkins.
For the what?
For the pumpkins.
Oh, we did? Okay. So they probably ran out of their donation pumpkins.
That's the
balloon
batch. How much
did
you say? $150.
Okay. So we do
$150. Yeah. So we'll probably need to buy balloons for the YCC Tammy take care of
those balloons are like $20.
But I mean, will she take care of it or do we need to buy them for her is the question.
And she was
going to ask the YCC.
Lunar bliss for one
first, and then
it just says balloons.
Well, maybe she'll just buy them when she buys the candy.
Yeah.
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 Maybe that was the.
I'll follow up to her because got to go back to the orthodontist again. we'll have you exhausted that subject.
We spent one.
Yeah.
How about we readdress it in another week? I think that sounds great.
I'm going to go over real quick what you need from us, just so I have it, so we can get our stuff ready to roll. Sound system? A generator, probably. That's us. Bathroom, we're not worried about. No canopies, just the one for the information booth. Am I correct? No other canopies? Okay. Tables, we've only brought like one for the canopy. Do we need really to get seven of them then? Or six of them or whatever it is?
Six, yeah. If we could. I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends, because they did have the tables for the YCC to put the candy.
Yeah, we've never brought those.
But if they're doing activity, then maybe they don't actually need a table.
Okay, let me know on the tables.
But maybe like two.
And the chairs.
At minimum. And then.
We have a three, because we're doing three station arch or something that people are running through.
Yep, I got that on there, arch.
That's the one I have on.
Did you see my?
Oh, did you?
I went ahead and ordered the great big red, white, and blue one, so we'll have it for Liberty Fest.
So
oh,
that's on my. I'm sure.
Yes, there's
our tie-in to the semi-quincentennial.
There it is.
Red, white, and blue.
I have a feeling that's mine. Ours. I got the cornhole with bags. The inflatable. One more time.
See Linda.
Before she goes boom boom.
Yeah.
Feather flags, just like normal.
Yes.
Kind of set them up as a cut.
The inflatable that says City of North Salt.
The only other thing that.
Are we getting a new one?
Yes.
I had the VMS boards.
The what?
The VMS boards that we'll set up ahead of time, the video message boards or whatever. The race clock. We brought that last year. Do we have to get it again this year then?
Yeah.
So that's it?
It's in the basement.
Perfect. And then the other thing we had on our list that we did last year was water for the race and a cooler.
Oh, for the race.
Do we have to have stands along the race to
nope,
have
we
water?
No, we just did
at the end.
We put a 5-gallon jug at the end with a table and they had cups. That was it.
Can we do that again?
Did we do a water station?
Yes.
Emily.
Yes. Small table, 5-gallon jug. I think they gave us the 5-gallon jugs because we don't have any necessarily. Well, we have the water ones, but I don't know if I trust those.
I don't know about the barrels.
If we're having the jug, would we need to get little water bottles then?
I think for the jug.
Someone brought those last year. We didn't do any of that stuff. Yep. We just set it on the race course four with the turnaround, the U-turn turnaround.
Okay. But we still want water bottles for everybody
else
in the donuts.
I'll still check on the water bottles and the donuts. 300 donuts.
Last year we paid $142.42 for the donuts.
Okay, just for the donuts.
That's not bad at all.
Is that all that you need from me at this moment? That you're worth? I mean, I can go back really through my list, really detail oriented.
Yeah, that's fine.
The other thing that
we have a backdrop.
The other thing we brought was a ladder to hang the sign up. We got hose. I put that we should just have it sit on the ground.
That's safe. Make things simple.
We had cones. We had a paint stick with white paint because I think we painted where the turnaround was. Nope. Start line. We painted the start line.
We've got
table at the turnaround. Table with six pins at the starting line area.
Frames. So.
U-turn sign. Coolers. Finish line. And the turnaround spot. Six markers. The backdrop, the sandbags, but
yeah, the backdrop. Or I guess Linda has the backdrop, or you guys have it.
And then we had A-frame signs, but I don't know what for.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We do. It's in
one pop.
I'll bring that. It's in the closet.
I'm going to write on my note here too, just to have, so I can get in contact with you. Yeah. So that's what I had.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we're pretty good.
Okay.
For the most part, I mean.
I'll just ixnay like the impact sockets and the hose clamps. The ladder will go away. I got the U-turn I already got. The pins and Sharpies, I don't know. We brought them, but I don't know if you guys have them. It's the only thing I have left on my list.
I'm not sure. Paint markers.
Oh, and an air horn.
Oh. Well, that's how we started the race. Did you guys have an air horn?
I guess. Yeah, we must have bought one.
Cool.
It was on my list of rings, so I don't know where we got it from.
Well, if you find it.
Started the race with their car.
Chirp
the siren or something.
I have an air horn on my list.
Can we do that again this year? by the time you finish, it's like a
contract. Turn the place into zombies and make them chase them with a motorbike.
I'd like the vibes of red and blue lights while you're running from zombies. It'd be great. That would
help
to the
zombie.
Okay. Can you help me? And then they pull over and it's a zombie police.
We're going to scare the crap out of some neighbors.
Let me just add one thing. We'll work on Winter Lights Fest next. But the one thing I wanted to just mention with the 250, I sent an email.
What's the 250 again?
Semi-quincentennial.
There you go.
I sent you all a link to the newsletter that just went out this week from the state of Utah that has, it introduces the 250 miles.
Oh, good.
The walking,
good, whatever. Good.
I didn't look at it, haven't had time, but I forwarded it to you guys, so I'll send it to you too.
Thank you. I will forward it to the schools as well and the PTAs.
Yeah, but anyway, I know that, so I also sent in the application to make us a Utah 250 city. And with that, I had to send in the names and emails of our committee and titles. So you guys are all on there as you're the events committee, but you're also the 250 semi-quincentennial committee. With the same positions, your chair of that, your vice chair, treasurer. So if you start getting emails from them, it's because I had to give them that information. They're supposed to possibly give us $1,500 to use for our events that we can put towards swag or stuff.
And then we also got some from the city council, did we not? Didn't we get?
We did.
$2,500 for 250, yeah. So we've got some good,
so,
we can get some swag.
Yeah, but the other thing, the other part of the application was I had to summarize the events that we were planning related to it. That's why I was looking for your document, but I just looked in the minutes. So I put down the photo contest that had that theme, and then I put that we were going to kind of piggyback onto the 250 miles, and then that we were talking about a house decorating. I didn't know if that was anywhere near the top of our list of patriotic. Kind of like
did you mention Veterans Day?
Yes, but something about veterans and also possibly with the Veterans Memorial Amphitheater. I did. I kind of just made it general enough so good. I don't know what they'll hold us to. I think they just wanted to know what we were planning. And then I put in Liberty Fest since we already have our huge Liberty events that we'll be bringing in this semi-quincentennial with that.
Awesome.
So I think that's.
I think what we'll do, we should do is we'll summarize that email you just sent at the beginning of the race. Say, hey, everybody, we just want you to know about
that's
this.
Great. And can you put it in the newsletter?
About the 250 miles?
Yeah, just the 250, you know, but also just so how we're having special events throughout the year.
Yeah.
And I emailed the PTA presidents and the principals and heard nothing back. So I'll just keep harassing them.
I would love it if you have a minute to just write me up a paragraph or someone that you can use ChatGPT and put something together for me. I think we should maybe advertise that before the race. I'm guessing it's one of those that it's through, I think Zions Bank is sponsoring it. I'm guessing you need to like sign up to be participating.
Okay.
Probably for the race, so maybe.
For the 250, you mean?
Yeah, like
is I said, it 250 miles?
I think it is.
Like, and is it running, biking, anything?
I think so, but like I said, I didn't have time to read all
of it right now.
So,
and you're leaving right now?
Yeah.
Okay, quick question though. Yeah. The next thing coming up was Veterans Day. We talked about doing a lunch. We talked about highlighting veterans in the newsletters. Should I just start going out and getting veterans? And do you want to put maybe in, if you know a veteran you would like us to highlight or participate in Veterans Day lunch, please send us their info.
Yes, would you write that up?
I would love to.
I can put a picture and graphic with it if you'll just say. So is this something that did we talk about maybe incorporating it with one of the senior lunch bunch that already needed?
Have we decided? What we're going to do, because I don't think we went that far, but it's November 11th, so it is coming up.
I know.
So we talked about maybe Saturday doing it?
We do have the senior lunch bunch meets the second Wednesday of every month for lunch at City Hall from 11 to 1. It's possible a lot of those could be.
Could be, yes.
I don't know that, but that, I'm just.
I think our only issue with that was trying to get people who were active.
Active duty and younger.
Like maybe getting them on a weekend.
Okay, weekend or even an evening.
Oh, yeah, like a meal, maybe, yeah.
Make a dinner.
So we'll discuss.
Marines have Marine Corps Ball that week though, so most of the Marines are out of town that week.
Okay. So we just need to.
Decide, yeah, and if you need a subcommittee of your committee to talk about it, whatever, but let me know and I'm happy to.
Okay, and do you want me to just go ahead and pick our first veteran since we, so you can put it in there?
Yeah, what I'm wondering is, did that event specifically, do we have to, does Tammy have to take that back to the council? Or we just, I can't remember if we, you know.
Got approval for it?
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? I mean, we said we're gonna do some of these things. Did we tell the council specifically what we were planning?
I don't know.
Don't think we did.
Because I mean, I think they're very supportive. I just am wondering if they're gonna go.
I'll check with Tammy. I'll check with Tammy.
If we don't remember it, they won't remember.
Oh, some of them will, so I just don't, I wanted to.
They have better memories than we do then.
Then they go, wait, we don't know about this, so let's just make sure we, yeah.
So do we need to get that email to start highlighting in the newsletter?
Yeah, but it may just be asking Tammy if she's already brought it up to the council and she may say, yeah, I'll ask Brian tonight too.
I'll text her, because if we need one, I'll start with them.
That's a good one. Okay, sorry.
Okay, bye, have fun. Since Dallas left, should I just move on?
Sure, yeah, you're the assistant.
Winter lights, I'm supposed to help you with that. Should I just get together with you and?
No, that's, I was gonna say, these guys could cover that because we really work closely with them.
And we'll probably talk about it more over the next.
That's what I'm thinking.
Dallas is back now.
Should get the ranger hired.
Thank you very much.
Talk about what, next meeting?
I have the connection to the ranger farm.
Oh, it's okay.
Let me see if I do.
Because it's crazy expensive.
Let me see, I volunteered at the state fair this year with the Utah Farm Bureau, so I made all kinds of friends at the Utah Farm Bureau.
That would be amazing.
So we just want to skip over winter lights and just mention them so that they have it at least addressed.
There are lights at winter.
And it's gonna be cold and Santa's gonna come and okay.
And we want it to be as Hallmarky as possible.
I'm gonna open a cookie store then.
That would be really, could we do like?
I was joking.
I mean, but could, hypothetically, how many people came last year?
There was a lot.
A lot.
Like.
That's a good.
300, 400?
Yeah.
Wow. So many more than I thought.
Not too many.
I don't know, there's a lot of people.
And is it a tree that lights up?
It's the whole area down by the amphitheater.
Like it laid down there.
And then Santa comes in on the fire truck or whatever and then.
Oh, how fun.
The kids will go, the line was there all night.
Yeah. And there's caroling and hot chocolate and food.
We have the big fire barrels, the big fires are going.
Craft stations and stuff.
Face painting.
We have face painting.
I still have concerns about those hot fire barrels and kids.
Those are the greatest thing we.
Yeah.
We're big face painters, huh?
All right.
If we can face paint, we're yes. Let's do it.
Okay, moving on to the 250th anniversary incorporation into our events. So I think it's safe to say that you guys are dressing up as founding fathers then.
Yeah, I'll do that. George, in 2029, I'll take care of that for you.
I'll try and dress up like one.
I'll dress up as a founding father. I've got this.
I don't exactly have.
Where am I dressing up like this?
Looks like a founding father.
I think
think she said that
the arch, yeah.
Arch is red, white, and blue. There's really not that much we can do.
But I think mentioning that race, I think mentioning it before the race will help.
He wants the attention.
When people register, do they register with an email for the race?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
We'll have all of their names, and then we can do a quick email to all of the registrations.
Okay.
Because we can tie it in with the 250 exercise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I say mention it before the race.
Yes, yeah, awesome.
And then we'll have that King's Day after that and start.
I don't know if you should have it or not, but we'll see.
We've been wanting to do it for 2 years, and it's just too expensive.
Because they had a...
Get reindeer at the winter.
Yeah.
And I wonder if we, put up their banner. I know they did. They.
Max.
Max.
I have a tiny one. But they did a mini highlight.
I feel like we probably should rush this now. So recapping the uni and community, how'd that go? Well, from what I saw, it went great.
It went really well last night. I feel like a lot of people were there. They were staying around. We did a dance floor. They showed up 2 hours late. We decided we'll skip that next year.
Okay.
But
was it just a company that did it? Dance company?
It was a local company. I'm not sure who it went through.
Just forget or what?
Got lost.
They wanted something on Venmo and then they didn't respond to the morning of the event, and they're like, oh, we don't have you on the calendar anymore. And,
oh,
jeez. Yeah. Well, we won't have you on the calendar next year then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. And I feel like there were a decent amount of people, yeah. Not as well attended as the last one, or the one before that, whichever it was. Juneteenth, yeah, the Juneteenth, that was.
The only thing I can say is try to start it maybe sooner. I mean, the sunset was setting on yet, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, just push those dances up quicker, and maybe just do that, but they were fighting daylight there at the end.
Yeah.
That's when you pull out the disco ball and the lights.
Which was fine, I mean, it was over at that point, but.
All right.
Move it back.
Public Works update.
We have the school donations from the back to school things that I brought down.
Thank you.
I'm not sure which school that you were giving it to.
Just cited Adelaide, right?
It's the Title
I,
so
title
probably,
yeah.
So I had those.
Aren't they all?
I guess you were going to come to them.
Yeah,
there.
I think it's been, yeah.
Okay.
Adelaide's the only technical Title I,
yes,
I think, in our area.
In this area.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess other update, our city email addresses are going to .gov instead of .org. They're in the process of changing that. Public Works is, that's changing tomorrow.
So that could be really fun for you.
Yeah, the .org will work for a minute, but eventually it'll be .gov. So
.gov. That sounds great.
I will actually.
Yeah. Write that down.
Okay. That's it.
Yes, that's it.
Tammy, we're glad she came. I don't know. Do you guys know of anything that is going on around the city that we probably should know about, or?
Here is a group planning a spooktacular.
It's gonna be awesome. Freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, I think. Okay, and then approval of minutes. I hope you have that wording. I move that the Civic Events Committee formally approve the meeting minutes from the August 26, 2025 meeting.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Excellent. And then we can adjourn.
Yay! Yeah. Do we have a schedule?
When are we having our next meeting?
Oh, right.
So will you start the email for our kind of pseudo meeting, the
Tammy wanted?
Yeah, we'll just, I'll just piggyback it on whatever we have already going.
Okay, and then we'll just all kind of add in where we are.
Yeah.
So are you doing, who's doing the blacks?
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
There's not a date yet.
Do you care, like, how the flags are done? I mean, do we just want one flag, or are we gonna do multiple flags, or do you want me to?
I kind of like that multiple flag thing.
Okay.
I thought that sounded.
Because then you're not one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I figured, you know, you get, my idea was just, you get touched, you just keep running, and you don't get the prize. It's still fun to run.
You still get a prize, but it's just.
We don't want any kids crying at the end, because all their flags.
Little five-year-old, you're gone in 30 seconds. Oh, well, we'll pause the adjournment since we're covering more stuff. I guess a question would be, you guys like that idea of having them along the racetrack, or like being delayed 30 to 60 seconds?
I just think more of them, and yeah, just kind of spaced along, so it's just like, it makes the race more fun, because, oh, there's the zombies again, here they come.
And I like that they can't run.
So they can't.
Actually get away from them if they're walking, you can get away from them, because if we have someone in high school chasing you, no one's gonna make it. No way.
I mean,
how would if we do like a
speak for yourself. Look at me, I'm a track star.
I know, exactly.
Do you want to do a long run and then?
Yeah, I mean,
especially if we're doing more than
the only thing about so many people though
is that zombies don't run. I mean, they walk.
We did advertise it already that the zombies were former track stars in the, well, when they were alive. So it kind of changed the dynamic of what we've already told people.
So maybe you could have like your top three and then the other ones are kind of walking. I don't know. Unless you want all of them running.
I just think if I were trying to run it, there's no way I could outrun a track star. But if someone's trying to walk after me, I could try and get away from them.
But I don't know if these are the first place track star kids.
Anyone that's a track and track probably can beat it, but not the race.
Anybody who actually runs more than once a year in Halloween.
Well, you know, because if you do get walkers in the 5K rather than runners, they still could try and get away from the zombies.
Yeah,
well, that makes sense.
Well, the walkers are just doing the trot or treat part of it. Because we essentially have
they
the two.
They don't do a 5K.
Well, they're doing the 5K, so there's the trot or treat, just everybody in general.
Uh-huh.
And then this is more of the, you're trying to keep out of reach of the zombie. Okay. That's why we have to have the markers so that they know they're actually participating. So, because, I mean, the kids, you know, they run 2 miles an hour. And then, you
know. I'd be surprised how fast the little kids are.
My kids.
If the zombies were walking, the kids could get away from them, too.
But also then it's less fun for the adults and teenagers doing it.
Yeah, I think
you could have the runners just go after serious runners.
Which would be why they sign up for the zombie versus the trotter tree.
Gotcha. I mean, like this kid that is going to come, I mean, runs the 5-minute mile easily. So
Roger Bannister.
He's going to be getting people like.
Well, that's why we give them the 60-second head start.
That's not very long.
When you're running a 5-minute mile, 16 seconds is not.
I'll let you know when I reach the turnaround point.
What if you gave them 250 seconds?
That's still not very long. It's only 3 minutes.
Don't you get the time?
The time.
Your runners.
10-minute mile to 5-minute.
They'll
catch them within the first freaking mile.
And then I think you should have some people on the way that are only allowed to walk. Even if you announce it, like, you know,
we still have the
once runner. People register, you can write an email, or we can write an email that says, you know, we're excited about the zombie. You know, the zombies will have this long, you know, behind you guys, but on the trail, watch out, there might be some walking zombies.
Okay. Yeah, I like that idea.
Give the runners something.
Give the kids something to look out for too when they're running with their parents.
It's exciting because they like don't know if they're gonna be just around the corner.
Because if you see them behind you, you're no problem. I'll just speed up a little bit.
Yes.
Or hide behind
the trail,
a car.
But the ones on the trail, we can write like they will only be walking zombies.
Or jogging.
Yeah.
We're gonna get the senior citizens out there and here's a walker.
On their back to Seinfeld on their little go-karts that
The Jazzy Scooters.
Yeah, thank you. Are the only one that watched Seinfeld?
Oh, I watched it.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want me to just kind of watch since I have access to Correct, and then I'll just turn on how many zombies to get?
Yeah.
Because I can start getting.
I thought I wasn't
on
born
this,
yet.
If they're interested.
I was. I was born in 79.
And then that would just be good to know. Like,
he's young.
And I guess you could probably aim for one or two extras, just in case somebody can't make it that morning.
63.
So you're okay with the, we have three faster ones.
Yeah, well, we have, I don't know how fast they are. I just know that they're, YCC, they were, the kid was on track and, yeah. They were willing to run, so that's all I was looking for at that point.
And then the rest of them just be like walkers and kind of like dressed up in costumes.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, yeah.
I was born in 79. I don't know. How old was I? I don't know when Seinfeld came out. Mid-90s? Early 90s?
It was the 90s.
So is our next meeting October 28th?
Oh. Is that the date for it?
After the...
Me too.
Spectacular.
Me too.
Do we want to do like the 14th? Because then we have time to.
I guess we could have a meeting then for the month that week if that's good with you guys.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I was going to be talking about Seinfeld.
The 14th as opposed to the 20th. Wait.
Is the 21st better? Are you just a few days out from the event?
Yeah.
How about the 21st? Yeah.
October 21st.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get an invite somewhere.
So everyone better do their jobs.
Exactly.
Be prepared for don't come at all.
I'll be ready.
You will.
Yeah. The 21st is perfect.
We'll meet on the 21st at 6 o'clock.
No, it's city council meeting.
Okay, we're recorded. Shoot.
I probably can't be on the 14th, but
I also won't be here.
Well,
I mean,
really,
I only have one job.
Really, what if we just had it at our normal time, and then we could focus next one on starting the Winterfest, because...
And Veterans Day.
And ideally, we'd just be able to... We just need to email people on following up.
So, our follow-up will be emailed, and then the next meeting, which is October, what's our meeting?
28th. Yeah.
Then we'll talk about...
then we'll get started on the
Veterans
Winterfest.
Day, because there is Veterans Day is 2 weeks before that, so we better have that pretty much sent to done.
Just a heads up, I'm out of town the week before Veterans Day.
Okay, and Tammy's saying she has not mentioned it in city council, and Linda said she's going to have to, so that's going to be in October, but if we're having a lunch for them on the 11th, we pretty much have to have that figured out by the 28th. So do we just go ahead and plan this and hope they approve of it? They'll approve of it, won't they?
I mean, we're not asking for more money for it.
Are we still doing that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, do we plan it but not purchase anything or do anything?
Yeah, I would plan it but not purchase anything.
Yeah. Or do I ask her to try and get a... Is there a way to get approval before so we can start highlighting and warning people it's coming?
Well, she'll be able to talk to the council on the 7th of October. That's the next meeting.
That's it. Okay, so that gives us plenty of time. Because then we can put it in the newsletter in October. Okay.
Okay, and then we'll just plan for our next meeting to be about that one then.
Okay. And winter lights.
If we are not, if we take too long, then we don't have to worry about winter lights. We can push that off to the.
Awesome. That's awesome.
All right. I guess we can say now we are adjourned.
Thank you. We need to formally adjourn. Good.
Closing prayer.
Yeah. I'm not looking. No eye contact. I'm not looking at you.
There's no motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Okay, you're awesome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So, sorry. When was the next meeting?